toward good
and also with you.
Glad that God has gathered all of us together this day to receive his gift of forgiveness and word and sacrament. We do have a number of people traveling, and we will pray for them when we get to that portion of the service. For our time of catechesis this morning, we are continuing with the table of duties. If you want to turn to page 328, you can. Last time we had the directions to bishops, pastors, and preachers. This time we have the directions to their listeners, to what the hearers owe their pastors. And I would just say, as a little bit of a disclaimer at the beginning of this, that we're not covering this because I have a complaint or anything. We're covering it because we are in our normal routine of going through the table of duties, and this is the next part that comes up. So don't think that, you know, I have an axe to grind or something like that. So the first passage that is listed here is 1 Corinthians 9:14. The Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel. We have a lot of efforts today in many places where pastors can't afford to live off of the gospel. Smaller congregations in small communities around North America, just as an example, where pastors have jobs full-time during the week and service pastor part-time on the weekend, that's unfortunate because this is clearly what God intends, that their living should come from the work of the gospel. Galatians 6, anyone who receives instruction in the word must share all good things with his instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. So again, there the emphasis on those who receive instruction sharing what they have with the one doing the instruction. 1 Timothy 5, the elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, do not muzzle the ox while it is treading up the grain, and the worker deserves his wages. I'm sure there are all sorts of ways you could otherwise compare me to an ox, but this one is the one that the divinely inspired St. Paul uses this morning. 1 Thessalonians 5, we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard, in love, because of their work. Live in peace with each other. So the call there to respect those in the pastoral office, to hold them in the highest regard, and to live in peace with each other for the sake of their work, as becomes more clear here in the next one from Hebrews 13. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. So there, the author of Hebrews is emphasizing obedience and submission to the pastoral office, of course, insofar as that the person in that office follows God's word, right? Just like our spiritual or our secular leaders, if there is command or direction that goes contrary to God's word, we obey God rather than. Any comments, questions on any of those? All right, here. Yes, Joel.
It's more about your commentary before you begin the catechesis.
Yes.
If you had an axe to grind, would it sink or would it float?
Yes. Thank you, Joy.
that was this in this week's reading.
Yeah. And so those of you who have no idea what Joy is talking about, right? This axe head that miraculously floated, right? If I had an axe to grind, would it sink or float? My axe would probably sink. Any other comments or questions? Serious or facetious? All right. Preparation for setting 4 is on page 203. I invite you to turn there and please stand if you're ready. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of his altar, let us first consider our unworthiness, and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. In our midst, enliven our faith and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Your word is a lamp to my feet
and a light to my path.
The Lord is my portion.
I promise to keep your words.
I entreat your favor with all my heart.
Be gracious to me according to your promise.
When I think on my ways,
I turn my feet to your testimonies.
I hasten and do not delay
to keep your commandments.
The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love.
Teach me your statutes.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Your word is a lamp to my feet,
and a light to my path.
Good will from God.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, grant us the Spirit to hear your word and know the one thing needful, that by your word and Spirit we may live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Today is the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. The appointed Old Testament reading is from the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. And the Lord appeared to Abram by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them, and bowed himself to the earth and said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, while I bring a morsel of bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant. So they said, Do as you have said. And Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah, and said, Quick, three seahs of fine flour, knead it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man who prepared it quickly. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, Where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, She is in the tent. The Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, After I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? The Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh and say, Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news.
Who publish peace and bring good news of salvation.
Their voice has gone out to all the earth.
And their words to the ends of the world.
The epistle reading is from Colossians, the first chapter. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among you, how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Remain standing if you're able for the singing of the hymn of the day, 536. And as you turn to 536, I invite you just to notice about midway through that third line, the time signature changes. And so the hymn really has sort of two parts. Each stanza is going to have that initial portion with sort of one set of rhythm, and then the second portion, which has a slightly different rhythm. The end result is that the quarter note actually kind of gets a little bit less of a beat because the stress in the measure is a little bit different in that second portion. But just be attentive to that as Elaine plays it and leads us in singing it. Oh, and we will sing the second stanza, the one that's in italics, because it does correspond with today's gospel reading.
sun's highest, noblest treasure, Jesus is revealed in you. Let me find in you my pleasure, and my wayward will subdue. Humility there and simplicity reigning in paths of true wisdom, my steps ever training. If I learn from Jesus this knowledge divine, the blessings of heavenly wisdom is mine. Nothing have I, Christ, to offer you alone, my highest good. Nothing have I, Lord, to proffer but your crimson colored blood. Your death on the cross has death wholly defeated, and thereby my righteousness surely completed. Salvation's white raiments I there did obtain, and in them in glory with you I shall reign. Therefore you
Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Since about the time that computers reportedly were able to execute more than one process at a time, there has been talk about people's also being able to multitask. However, while computers seemingly can handle large numbers of different programs simultaneously, people apparently cannot truly multitask. Instead, people are said rapidly to shift their attention between the multiple tasks, whether those tasks are talking or texting while driving, or something less dangerous to ourselves and to others. There is multitasking of a sort in today's gospel reading, as the divinely inspired St. Luke reports that the woman named Martha, who welcomed Jesus into her house, was distracted by much serving. Perhaps more literally, the Greek text says that she was drawn about in different directions. As we heard, the Lord Jesus himself said that Martha was anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Martha's sister Mary, who had been seated at the Lord's feet and was listening to his word, Jesus said, chose presumably that good portion, which Jesus said will not be taken away from her. Considering primarily today's gospel reading, this morning we direct our thoughts to the theme, the one thing necessary. Today's gospel reading immediately follows last Sunday's gospel reading, which ended with Jesus' telling an expert in the Jewish law to show mercy to his neighbors, as the Samaritan in Jesus' illustration did for the man who had fallen among the robbers. And like last Sunday's gospel reading, today's gospel reading is unique to St. Luke's gospel account. There are all sorts of other things that might be said and sometimes are said in connection with today's gospel reading. Things said by reading into its five verses, filling in its blanks, adding missing details. Details such as where the sisters lived, whether they already knew Jesus, whether Martha was a widow, how many people she had to serve, and the like. Today's pairing of the gospel reading about Martha's and Mary's receiving the Lord and possibly others with the Old Testament reading about Abraham and Sarah's receiving the Lord and likely two angels could lead us to focus on our hospitality to the Lord and his messengers. When in fact, today's pairing of the two readings arguably gives us, in Sarah and Martha, two examples of women who needed to hear the Lord point them to his all-powerful word. That all-powerful word can be said to be the one thing necessary. In their 2013 book titled The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth About Extraordinary Results, authors Gary Keller and Jay Papasan suggest that rather than trying to juggle multiple priorities, people should focus on one single most important task or goal at a time, which one thing, when accomplished, makes everything else easier or unnecessary. The authors reportedly claim that their concept works for organizations such as churches and for individuals trying to deepen their faith. In today's gospel reading, even Mary was able to choose the good portion, the one thing necessary, and sitting at the Lord's feet, listen to his word only because the Lord Jesus first had come into her house. Likewise with Sarah, in today's Old Testament reading, even though she doubted the word, she could listen to the Lord at the tent door only because he first appeared by the oaks of Mamre. The same is true for all of us, who in our trespasses and sins are spiritually dead and deserve physical death. As we believe, teach, and confess in the Small Catechism's explanation of the third article of the Creed, by our own reason or strength, we cannot believe in Jesus Christ our Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit calls us by the gospel, enlightens us with his gifts, sanctifies and keeps us in the true faith. So, when we repent as the Spirit enables us, then God forgives us for Jesus' sake. The English-Irish boy band One Direction's 2012 pop song One Thing has to do with the narrator's infatuation with a significant other. But what or whom we should love is the one thing necessary in today's gospel reading, which at a minimum seems to be Jesus's word. The ESV translates as teaching, the Greek word for word, which word, as you may know, can also refer to the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who existed from eternity but in time took on human flesh. That Son of God, before he took on human flesh, seems to have been who visited Abraham and Sarah in today's Old Testament reading, essentially saying that nothing was too hard for the Lord. Likewise, the angel Gabriel, when announcing that word's birth to the Virgin Mary, essentially said that nothing would be impossible with God, or more literally, that every word from God will not be without power. Sarah's miraculous birth of Isaac eventually led to the Virgin Mary's more miraculous birth of Jesus. Out of God's love, mercy, and grace, Jesus lived for us the perfect life that we fail to live. And Jesus died for our failures to live that perfect life. On the cross, Jesus died for the sins of the world, including your sins and my sins. And then Jesus rose from the dead. As we heard in today's epistle reading, Jesus has reconciled us to God in his body of flesh by his death. Jesus' word gives us him and all that comes with him, especially our forgiveness of sins, and so also our salvation to eternal life in bodies that are, as necessary, resurrected and glorified. In today's gospel reading, Jesus said that Martha's sister Mary had chosen the good portion. And in today's intro, we sang that the Lord is our portion. The words for portion have to do with a part or share of such things as food, often divided and assigned by God, including an inheritance of land or the Lord himself. God's word with water in holy baptism makes us those who inherit his kingdom. And his word with bread and wine in the Holy Supper serve us the body of Christ given for us and the blood of Christ shed for us. And so they are our share of his sacrifice for us and our share of all of the blessings that his sacrifice brings. As Martha and Mary in today's gospel reading presumably had table fellowship with the Lord, so here at his altar and his rail do we have table fellowship with him, and so also his peace and joy. Elsewhere, Jesus is recorded as telling his disciples that they did not choose him, but that he chose them and appointed them so that they should go and bear fruit and that their fruit would abide. Jesus' word, especially his word in its sacramental forms, shows us that he chose us. And his word and sacraments transform us so that we can do the good works of his commandments according to our various vocations, as St. Paul in today's epistle reading did according to his vocation, with our knowing that Christ is also working in us. Chosen and enabled by God, we then choose to hear his word and receive all that comes with the word. And apparently, unlike Martha and her sister Mary in today's gospel reading, we do not try to take away anyone else's opportunity to hear his word and receive all that comes with that word. As we prayed in the collect of the day, the Father grants us the Spirit to hear his word and know the one thing necessary, so that by his word and Spirit we may live according to his will. And when we fail to live according to his will, as we will fail, with daily sorrow over our sin and trust in God to forgive our sin, we live in God's forgiveness of sins. Studies suggest that some people are what are called super taskers, able to multitask better than the rest of people, whose sense of their own being good at multitasking is frequently wrong. We should not be drawn about in different directions or anxious and troubled about many things. Thanks be to God that, as with Martha's sister Mary in today's gospel reading, so with us. He freely gives us and enables us to receive the one thing necessary, our Lord Jesus Christ's word and all that comes with that word, including him and his forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And as also with Mary, so also with us, that good portion will not be taken away. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, we thank and praise you that out of your great love, mercy, and grace, you by the power of your Holy Spirit give us and enable us to receive the one thing necessary, the Word, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the forgiveness of sins that comes through faith in him. Help us faithfully to receive your gifts through your word and sacraments, to bring forth the fruit of good works, and to be preserved to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you made Paul a minister of your word. We thank and praise you for 27 years ago also making Jason a minister of your word. Grant that he may continue to follow the word and deed, your Son, and the example of the apostles. Guide the church on earth that she may make your word fully known. Strengthen those persecuted for faith in your Son. Unite in right teaching and practice the Missouri Synod, Texas District, and this circuit, pastors and people together. Call pastoral candidates and fill pastoral vacancies. Bless James and Crystal's work in Puerto Rico. And for this congregation, return absent members. Prosper our Sunday school. Guide the elders in their special meeting this Tuesday. And increase our stewardship of your gifts to us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, your Son would present us holy and blameless and above reproach before you. Help us and all of the baptized to continue in the faith, stable, steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that we have heard. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you have revealed to your saints the mystery hidden for ages and generations, namely Christ in us, the hope of glory. Use us to reach those you place in our lives who have strayed from the faith and who have never believed, that they also may be presented mature in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we thank and praise you that the number of those missing from the Central Texas flash floods has been dramatically reduced. Rescue, relieve, and restore to all those affected by that flooding, drought, or any other extreme weather, wildfires and their smoke, earthquakes and volcanoes. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you rule over all for the good of your church. According to your will, grant peace and unity in the world, especially in the Middle East and between Russia and Ukraine, and in this country. Protect non-combatants in war zones. Bless all who make, judge, and administer our laws on every level of government. Make all people good citizens, and safeguard, uphold, and grant discernment to all those who serve in the U.S. Armed Forces and in police, fire, and corrections departments. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we thank and praise you for the safe return of those who have traveled. Likewise, bless David and Peggy, Brady, Don and Teresa, Pete and Ellen, Charles, Steve and Jody, and all who are traveling or will soon travel, whether for work or pleasure, or by land, sea, or air. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, your Apostle Paul rejoiced in his suffering. Comfort those who mourn. Help victims of violent crime to feel safe again. Grant hope and patience to those imprisoned and their families. By your word and sacraments, be present with those who are shut in and otherwise homebound where they are. In your time and way, deliver from their afflictions David, Tracy, Margaret, Tina, Katie, Gwen, Bob, Jim, BJ, John, Anne, and all those in need of healing. And to that end, give all necessary wisdom and skill to those who serve in medical professions. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, you set the solitary in families. Meet the spiritual and material needs of all families. Bring expectant mothers and their children safely through delivery. Help all your people, especially those without spouses and children, to be content in their circumstances. Help us better protect your gift of human life, and bless those who are already preparing for the new school year. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, we thank and praise you for your blessings of physical and spiritual life to May and Joy. Continue to grant them physical life according to your will. Help them to remember and to use their baptisms, and preserve them in their baptismal grace all the days of their lives. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name, sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord, truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Be great.
body of Christ given for you. And this is the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you with body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. Thank you. Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Next week. Oh, well, I consider this week.
That's okay.
We'll take it.
You can put it in anytime you want.
Yes.
Anything else? All right, look forward to reading you all.